Hello, and welcome to SearchSalesforce.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And earlier this week, we got wind of some big news from Salesforce concerning upgrades to its Lightning development platform and also some new releases. And we covered that on the site, but there was also kind of an exclusive event, a launch and lunch, in which certain industry analysts and a few select reporters got a front row seat to some of these upgrade developments and some of the news. So to give us kind of a front row seat to some of what we weren't able to report in our story first round is our conversation today with Brent Leary, who is a principal at CRM Essentials and also attended this lunch and launch. So, Brent, welcome.
Lauren, thanks for having me again. It was an interesting experience going to the lunch and launch. I don't think I've ever been to a lunch and launch, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, you were one of a very select few who got a chance to kind of sit in the room and hear about these developments live from Mark Benioff, Parker Harris, Alex Dayon. So we were very interested to get a sense of the flavor from you today.
Well, I could say this. There was a lot of flavor coming from them, but also, let's face it, we all know Mark and Salesforce are showmen. And so leave it to them to have this event, this lunch and launch event kicked off with Metallica doing the national anthem on the guitar. So it was pretty awesome.
Right, which of course I was trying to get my live stream working and I missed most of that, but yes, leave it to them to kind of kick things off with, set the tone right away. So I bet that was nice. So now let me ask you, we wrote a little bit about this on the site. I know you've tweeted about some of the implications of this, but let's talk about some of the implications of the upgrades to the Lightning platform for users. What are the big takeaways for you in terms of these upgrades?
Yeah, I just think that they laid the groundwork with Lightning for the next evolution of the platform that Salesforce put together with the clouds, the seven clouds that they talk about, to make it easier for their customers to use the applications, to create the kind of experiences with those applications that their customers are looking for. More modern interfaces, developing functionality that could be used across platforms, on the web or on mobile devices, and also being able to have their third-party partners develop applications to use quickly and highly cohesively on the Lightning platform, and also letting their customers develop, Lightning components that they can use. So it was an evolutionary shift to make it easier for their customers to think, create experiences that their customers are going to be asking for and expecting in a relative short amount of time. So I think that's the key to that. But also, Lightning helps deliver those experiences, but they're also using the relationship intelligence that came from the RelateIQ purchase, and they're beginning to spread that into their clouds and across the platform as well. So not only are you able to create what they hope is more appealing experiences, but also more meaningful experiences based on the relationship intelligence that they're using for RelateIQ.
So you talked about the importance of the interface. You talked a little bit about speed in terms of building these applications on top of Salesforce, either by customers or partners. And there was also a specific announcement related to the Steelbrick acquisition that happened late last year, and bringing this configure price quote or CPQ application into Salesforce. And we've talked a little bit offline about the importance of that for customers, kind of bringing that capability natively to Salesforce. And I think there are some upsides and some downsides maybe we could outline for listeners in terms of that. Of course, people were kind of clamoring for this native capability, being able to be in one application while they're doing their pricing and putting their contracts together and sending those out to a prospect, that is immensely more efficient, right? And that could really enable sales reps to kind of work in a more efficient and better way. But maybe there's also some downsides in terms of there's a few Salesforce partners doing CPQ. What does this mean for the ecosystem? So now I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, and that was an interesting question that came up in the Q&A part of the Salesforce event because, hey, you're right. Salesforce, it doesn't even seem like it was about a couple of weeks ago they bought SteelBrick, and of course, for the CPQ functionality that they have. And I'll tell you right off the top, I think maybe this is part of why they are rolling out and investing heavily in this Lightning platform. The acquisition was only a couple weeks ago. What they showed during the event was the kind of the integration of the SteelBrick functionality into the Sales Cloud, and it was seamless. And it really, they couldn't have taken a whole lot of time because, like I said, the acquisition just happened not that long ago. So the fact that we were able to see that and rolled out in such a quick amount of time says something about the Lightning platform, I guess. But I think you're right in terms of CPQ was growing in importance, and you could see the movement, you know, between CRM and CPQ coming and needing it to be integrated. But SteelBrick wasn't the only CPQ partner that Salesforce has. And in fact, you probably might say that the biggest partner would be with the company Aptys. And Aptys has built their application on the Force.com platform. So they're a pretty big partner. And, you know, they were maybe a huge partner during Dreamforce, because when you walked into the exhibitor space, the first company you saw was Aptys, their booth. It was a huge booth. So they have a big partnership with Salesforce, but you have to wonder if you're Aptys, you know, how tight a partnership is it now? Because with Salesforce making the acquisition at SteelBrick and rolling it in so tightly with the Sales Cloud at this point, you got to wonder, is that something that, you know, not just from Aptys perspectives, but are there pieces or functions that are currently being provided by third parties that get to the point where they're so critical for them to be a part of the CRM platform? Are Salesforce going to be able to pick and choose one, and the other ones are kind of left wondering what's going to happen next? So I think from a customer perspective, anything that makes it easier for them to do things like the pricing, the quoting, the configuration stuff, and make it more consistent across sales folks, that's a good thing. From a partnership perspective, I don't know. it could be good for one, but not as good for the other. So there may be winners and losers here.
Right. You also had a conversation while you were out there on your whirlwind trip to San Francisco. You talked with Sarah Varney, who's SVP of Marketing for the Sales Cloud. Tell us a little bit about details from that conversation that we might not have heard on our own.
Yeah, so Sarah was really, she did this great demo for Sales Cloud Lightning. So it's the Lightning implementation for the Sales Cloud. And part of that was demoing how quickly they were able to integrate the SteelBrick functionality into the Sales Cloud, which was incredibly impressive. But some of the things that were really interesting or we talked about that were important was, you know, they're putting in the Lightning across the clouds, and they start with sales. And the relationship intelligence is being baked in through the Salesforce IQ inbox functionality to allow you to see or analyze or have analyzed the interactions that take place in your inbox, and then push out insights that could be important for you to build relationships. So all of that, they're starting with the Sales Cloud, which makes a lot of sense because Salesforce really made its name for Salesforce automation. So that's the place where this stuff is really being rolled out first, and they'll spread across the other clouds later. And so what you're seeing is, I think there's going to be a need for their customer base to understand what they can do, and the term was thrown around, kind of reimagine what they're doing currently in order to take advantage of a platform that they have, which includes the Lightning, which includes the relationship intelligence. So one of the things I asked her was, well, how ready are your customers to do this? You know, and she said, well, look, there are certain customers that are right there already, you know, getting deep into this and are able to change things. And she pointed it to Accenture as being one of those folks that has, I think that they did a 25,000 user rollout in 6 months, and they're already beginning to see, you know, the abilities to do things quicker and more, you know, effective. But not everybody is at that point. So I think it's going to take some time and effort and some knowledge, some thought leadership to help folks, I'm doing the air quotes, reimagine the way that they engage their customers and prospects from a sales perspective, from a marketing perspective, and from a service perspective. So it's the big move, of course, is, you know, beginning to use the platform, beginning to use Lightning and the components that are being created, and but also being able to figure out what they can do and what they should do with it. That may take as much time as just learning the new foundational pieces that they're putting in there.
So kind of there's certainly a question about, you know, learning the technology, learning how to use it development-wise. But I think also what you're alluding to is, well, what can you actually do with it? Like, what could we build and create on top of Salesforce that would have ROI for us?
Yeah, because I think, you know, if you're a Salesforce customer and you've been using Salesforce for years, you probably built up and have a comfort level with, you know, where things currently are and the way things are currently set up. And maybe you did, there were things that you wanted to do better. But for the most part, if you were a customer for a long time, you're probably pretty satisfied with things. But I think Salesforce knows that as fast as customer expectations and behaviors are changing and activities, they're all changing quickly. And in order to keep up with that change, in order to stay connected over an extended amount of time with customers who are, you know, who are changing in their life cycle of their business, who are changing the business methodology to take advantage of the latest, greatest technology, to add new business models underneath what they're doing, that's a lot of change. And that's a lot of capabilities of needing to change quickly. And Salesforce had to you know, feel like they needed to put the platform in place that would allow those scenarios to play out. But for companies to come on board and be able to take full advantage of it, it's definitely a new way of thinking, and you have to get almost like open your mind up in order to take advantage of it, considering you're probably used to kind of routinized in your ways of thinking and acting because the technology, you know, kind of the length and the breadth and the depth of what you could do was limited. Now this platform is making it where those limitations are gone. So now you have to start thinking about, you know, opening up and being able to do things, be able to think big in order for you to take full advantage of this and deliver those experiences customers are looking for.
Well, Brent, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today and giving us some added perspective on the news we got this week. It's always great to have you join us, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. And one of the best things that came out of last week or the earlier this week, not only the Metallica, but hey, they gave us actual football, Super Bowl football that we could take around. And I hadn't had a football in years, so it was pretty cool to get a real football. So.
Well, you are part of a very exclusive cadre, so I congratulate you on your many wins over the course of this week. Well, Brent, thank you so much. I hope you'll join us again soon to give us more perspective on things happening in the CRM world. So please join us soon.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you again for having me.
Thanks for being here. And you can always check out searchsalesforce.com for news about Salesforce and CRM, and also our sister site, searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.